Thanks, Dan. Come back to this chart. Multi-speed world, we've got a lot of geographies to work. So we are an emerging markets company with huge capability. As Dan showed you, we've added over 50,000 employees outside the U.S. just over the last couple of years. Commodities, you know, less inflation than probably what we saw 3-4 months ago. Great customers, and I think Jim's story says we're just getting started. We've traditionally done very well with utilities and oil and gas, but there's 5 or 6 other sets of customers that look a lot like oil and gas. And with the new acquisitions and the products and solutions we have, we've got a great, great set of strong customers that we can help them be more successful in the future. The product lineup, we've been investing organically in the business, but the acquisitions that we bought have all been high tech. The thing that we steer away from is we do not buy commodity businesses. We like high tech businesses with strong service franchises that we could build upon. And on public policy, we're positioned for pretty much any outcome. In an environment where governments have less money, we think things are going to have to stand on their own 2 feet economically. Gas being a very, very strong dynamic, fast blue, no company's better positioned for a future for gas than GE. So wrapping up on areas of investor interest, double-digit earnings growth in 2012, margins stabilizing, volume is our friend going forward. As we continue to build volume momentum, that will be good for margins. It will buy us time to build productivity, to take out cost, and supply demand, volume is our friend as well in terms of macroeconomics. Product line competitiveness, first and foremost. Hopefully we clarified things on oil and gas. We are a high-tech equipment manufacturer with aftermarket services for our customers. The wind business will see stronger volume in 2012. It's been a high-return business. GE is in a very low capital way. And we see our way to $60 billion in the relatively short term in terms of top line. This business is growing fast. I'd summarize in terms of long-term financials. $50 billion is around the corner. It wasn't that long ago that this business was half the size that it is today. Driving towards $100 billion is our objective. That's where we want to take the business, with basically the same playbook we have today, mostly organic, complemented by some inorganic that builds around businesses we know how to run, with margins above our competitive peers for the business units we're operating in, with high returns, and expanding really franchise value. We're not the same business we were a decade ago. We won't be the same business 5 or 10 years in the future. Diversification is our strength. We've built out these franchises. We're much more diversified with customers all over the world. I think we've laid out a great gas franchise that is broader than just power generation. It's pipeline compression. It's oil and gas from wellhead to the consumers. And in renewables, we're going to do in solar what we did in wind. Best efficiency, best products, material sciences, synergies across GE, and we're just getting started there. Clear oil and gas strategy. Dan Janke and Jim Sushu talked about energy management and expanding our customer base. These are upsides for investors. We have relatively low share there. We've got a great set of product solutions. I think Jim showed some great examples of where we have traction today. These customers want lower cost. They want higher productivity. GE is going to be part of that equation. We generated decent returns looking back on 90 acquisitions. We need to do it again based on the $11 billion we're investing in the business. I'll tell you, this leadership team's been through the mill. You know, most people have been through tough business cycles, and we are going to put our nose to the grindstone and get a return on the acquisitions we put in place. So with that, what I'd like to do is thank you for your time, and now we're going to just take a minute here and gear up for some Q&A.